I can speak a little bit to an element that we're not hearing right now, which is the soundtrack for Taps. It was a presence that we wanted to have experienced throughout the exhibition. Sometimes there's a different relationship to an audio soundtrack if you don't have the image right away. And you do get the image eventually when you move into the projection space. You get to see the wonderful Charles Ellison in action. But what you hear in Taps normally is a dirge of sorts. It's also a melody that has a significance for the scout movement. So when we were talking earlier about Colonel Baden-Powell and the scout movement, it's often played at the end of a day's activities for scout gatherings, but it's also a military dirge. It's played when a soldier's service is done, so to speak, which is almost never unless they die. Right? So in funerals, you will hear taps being played. And, you know, that idea of duty, of the cost of service, the indefinite duration of a service that may not be chosen and may not actually be rewarded, is the kind of bookend of the wars image, in a sense. So we've got the wars on the other side of the projection space, and then we have black drones where, you know, we can see all of these examples of folks, of community trying to establish their own autonomy in a space that has been so hostile to them.
The process of making these shows always comes with these really fabulous, never saw it coming occurrences. I don't know what to call them. They're freaky deaky. Keep that in here. They're freaky deaky. They're like these cosmic experiences where somebody is somebody in the universe is got a hand in things. I was doing a residency at Oboro just as I was moving to Montreal. I had to do something there. So I decided I wanted to do a piece with, I needed a horn player, and I don't know anybody in Montreal. So Oboro folks kind of went out into the world and found Charles. He just happens to be one of the few black professors at Concordia where I was getting hired. So initially, Charles and I started talking about my getting hired at Concordia, and he became my mentor as far as telling me the black history of faculty at the institution, which was super important. And then, you know, we got into the thing. We did the performance with the horn. He performed, and it was really lovely and beautiful. But he's got the same color skin as my grandmother, and he looks a lot like her, you know. And because he's a horn player, there are only so many places that black folks could play across the country. And my family just happened to have run a jazz club in Vancouver called the Harlem Nocturne. So I asked Charles if he knew about the club. And he knew the club. He didn't play at it, but he knew about the club. And that was the beginning of another brain bomb of, oh my God, you know that. What was next was a discussion about, well, where is Charles from? And Charles just happens to be from Tulsa, which is just around the corner from where my family's from in Clearview, literally. Half an hour. Oh my God, that's amazing. That's why we're probably related. We're not, I don't know that yet, but I betcha. But then the other thing is that my all-time favorite Bible, so to speak, for my practice is Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man. And Charles's Ellison kin, to which it just blew my head up in such an extraordinary way. He has since performed another project that I just closed in Montreal. He was the closing performance of the show, and it's really beautiful because it's his last performance as a public intellectual because he's retiring as well. So I've been able to introduce him into my practice at the beginning of my Montreal life and at the end of his professional career. He's beautiful people, an extraordinary player, and the sweetest man ever, and I'm super lucky to know him. To give you a sense of who he is, he raised Wynton Marsalis in Montreal in his early years. They just finished performing Duke Ellington's Widows at her birthday party about a month and a half ago. I mean, the dude's like crazy, crazy connected and a heart of gold, and is one of the biggest advocates for the work. I love that guy so much. And he's a big softie. He makes me cry every time I see him. Oh, gosh.